Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire. Now, how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons of more awesome, empowering goodies, videos, podcasts, supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator and support your life to have more joy and more fun at Zakaran.com. So here we go. Allowance is your natural state of being. Allowance is your natural state of being because you are an infinite, unlimited, immortal creator who does not need to create with action alone, contrary to what humans think. You can create whatever you want, absolutely, magically. Just like Jeannie, just like Samantha, our favorite genie and our favorite witch, we can create anything we want, basically, instantly. Because whatever we desire actually is created instantly by who and what we all truly are, by our witch self, by our genie self, our own source self, who is able to create anything instantly. Our every desire is instantly created by our source in vibrational reality, in heaven, if you will. But it's just not quite physical yet. It's just a vibrational creation. That's our job, to turn vibrations into physical reality. It's our source's job to turn our desires into vibrational realities. Then it's our job to align with those vibrations, with that vibrational reality, and then turn those vibrations into physical reality. But that is done with alignment, not action alone. Action is only the final step after alignment and allowance. Lots of alignment and allowance. And then finally, physical action. Because you're not creating alone. You're not on this planet alone. You have an entire team working for you. It's like you are the king or the queen, and the entire universe is at your beck and call. And they will do whatever you command without question, unconditionally. The universe never questions or doubts your commands. The universe never says, nah, that's way too difficult. Or, nah, that's impossible. Or, you're not talented enough to get that, or you're not rich enough, or pretty enough, or worthy enough. No, your every wish is the universe's command. Every wish. And as the king or queen, or non-binary ruler of the universe, when you make a command, which is any positive oriented desire that you have, well, you don't need to jump up out of your throne and start trying to manipulate the entire universe to make sure that it's doing what you want it to do, that your desire is actually getting manifested. That's wasteful action. That's wasting your valuable creative energy that would be better used imagining more fun things to be and do and have. But that's what most people do. That's what most people do. They have a desire and then they immediately believe that they must physically make it happen by jumping into immediate massive action and working their asses off. But they're stealing the universe's job away from it. They're trying to do the universe's job, but they can't ever possibly do as good a job as the universe could do in lining up all of the cooperative elements for you to manifest your desires. You just don't have the ability to do that. Only your source has the ability to do that. And that's uninspired action. Just jumping and running around like a chicken with your head cut off. That's uninspired action. That's desperate action. And desperate action just creates more things to be desperate about. And it just makes you busy, 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 busy. It makes you look good in other people's eyes because you're busy, 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 busy. I'm so important because I'm so fucking busy. And it make, you know, because everybody else are all addiction. They're all action addicts. So they see you as an action addict too. So then they think you're all a good, goody good superstar because you're so action oriented. But it's all that action is terribly inefficient. Uninspired action is 100% inefficient. You can see that by how some people seem to succeed on a huge grand scale quite effortlessly. I'm talking about the sort of, you know, success savants who seem to succeed just effortlessly. That's because the action that they take is inspired action. Inspired action is step four, not step two in the creation process. Step one is experience the contrast of life and then just have desire for improvement. So step one basically is desire. Step two is let the universe create your desire. That's not your job. You don't do anything for step two. Step two is have fun. Step two is play. Step two is take a nap. Step two is lie in the sun. Step two is go to the beach. Step three is allow the universe to do its job without you interfering with negative, doubtful thoughts and desperate, uninspired action. Step three is the alignment step. It's just your job to get into and stay in vibrational alignment with your desires. And get into and stay in alignment with who and what you truly are as source, as the unlimited creator you truly are. And finally, step four, when you are in alignment with your desires and you're not fighting against them or fighting against anyone else who you somehow believe is trying to keep you from getting what you want, you'll naturally be inspired to get off of your throne. Finally, it's time to get off the throne now and start organizing meetings with your advisors and your ministers and your assistants and your secretaries and your marketing team and your website designers and your social media team and your coach, etc., etc. And even more importantly, with your playmates. You'll be inspired to call this person or research that or invest in this and that, and you will buy stuff that you're inspired to buy that supports your idea. And you'll buy the fun things that give your life more ease and more convenience so that you have more time to do the inspired things that you're inspired to do. As an infinitely abundant magical creator of anything that you desire, you don't have the time or the energy to be trying to manipulate and control your entire empire. That's not your job. You're the king, you're the queen, you're the non-binary ruler of the universe. You're not the universe. Well, you are the universe, but, you know, I hope you get my point. That's the job of the universe, to do all the action. That's the job of the soldiers and the politicians and the administrators and the peasants, if you will. If you try to do the universe's job, you'll just drain your energy, and then you'll just be tired all the time. And then, of course, if you keep doing that over and over and over again, well, then you'll just get diseases, which is what happens with everybody on planet Earth. They just keep resisting and fighting and draining their energy, and then, of course, they manifest diseases. So that's symptom number one of overstepping your bounds. You got no energy. You're depressed. You're uninspired. And if you keep it up, like most people do, continuing to try to control the conditions of the world so that you can finally be happy and get what you want when you've controlled the entire universe, constantly looking over your shoulder of your loyal employee and the universe, constantly looking over, hey, universe, you fucking doing what I need you to do or what? Well, if you keep doing that, keep running around like a chicken with your head cut off, well, first you'll manifest mental and emotional issues. You'll be unhappy. You'll be unsatisfied with life. You'll be blaming everyone else and everything else for your lack of success and lack of money and lack of love and lack of joy and lack of freedom. And then, step two of your action addiction and trying to do the universe's job, trying to control other people, trying to control your external reality, trying to control the entire universe, well, you then start developing pain and little ailments, you know. You start getting colds and flu and crap like that. Well, those are clear indicators that you are applying your energy towards futile, wasteful action rather than easy, fun alignment. And if you keep that up and disregard the clear indicators, because physical manifestations in your physical body are nothing more, nothing less than indicators of how you've been thinking and vibrating, if you disregard the clear indicators that your fuel tank is low and you're depleting your reserves with desperate action and doubt and confusion and stinking thinking thoughts, bad feeling thoughts, thinking about what you don't want, thinking about not having what you do want. Well, step three of disregarding the lack of alignment indicators is the manifestation of a life-threatening disease. It's very simple. Now, if you let things get that far without listening to the clear indications that you're seriously out of alignment with your desires and your source and your natural state of allowance and your natural state of easy creation, well, fear not. All is not lost. Because you can turn it all around by getting into alignment. Finally, maybe. You get the disease, maybe you'll finally go, oh, how fuck, maybe I should do something about my life here. And if you actually do get into alignment and start thinking good feeling thoughts, start having fun, which is what you came to Earth to do. Stop fighting. Stop struggling. Stop sacrificing. Stop trying to prove your worth. If you get into alignment, well, your body will respond in kind to match your aligned state. Because lack of alignment shows up clearly on your gas gauge, your energy gauge, your alignment gauge, as pain and sickness, and ailments, and disease, and lack of money, and lack of fun, etc. And then if you still don't listen to the clear indicators that are blinking red lights on your proverbial dash, empty, 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 well, we all know what's next. Or actually, the correct sound would be beep. You're dead. Jack, you dead. But fear not. All is not lost because technically there is no death. And every person who doesn't know how to guide their lives by the clear indicators of alignment, which manifests as joy, love, vitality, health, abundance, and fulfillment, which are indicators of positive thinking, and the clear indicators of lack of alignment, which of course manifests as depression and anger and disappointment, lack of vitality, lack of health, lack of abundance, lack of fulfillment, which of course emanates from bad, stinking thinking, which manifests as death, well, no big deal. Ain't no thing. Because Anytime anybody croaks, well, you just go straight to pure positive energy to live out all of the unfulfilled desires that you set up from that lifetime, from all of your desires for improvement. But you don't need to croak and go non-physical to finally live your desires. All you got to do is just stop trying to futilely do the universe's job and step into your natural state of ease, grace, magic, and allowance, where you realize that magic and miracles are just natural ways of being and doing and having. It's 100% natural and not magic at all for you and every one of us to get absolutely everything we want. That's the natural state of creation. It is unnatural to not get what you want. It is not natural. And all we have to do is stop playing the childish, unworthy game of proving that we deserve to get what we want by how much we struggle and sacrifice and prove our worth, you know, to some mythical controlling puppet master of a god. Or proving our worthiness to other humans, and stop fighting for limitation and lack and justifying our desires, and stop doubting our power and abilities to create our every desire. And instead, embrace our unlimited, all-powerful, magnificent divinity and our unlimited power to literally create anything we desire. Doing is fun. Action is fun. No doubt about it. That's why we're here on planet Earth. The fun of action. Fun of doing. It's a whole lot more fun watching a movie than reading a fucking book. Because you got all this fun stuff happening and you get to imagine. I mean, of course, it's fun reading books. Yeah, I know you bookies are going to go, I love reading books. Yeah, but, okay, it's more a little bit more fun to watch a movie, but it's even more fun doing it yourself. So doing is fun. Action is fun. That's why I've never liked watching sports. I like doing sports. Doing is fun. Action is fun, which is why we are here in our bodies, for the joy and adventure and sensuality of being in a body and doing fun stuff. We chose to be in these bodies for the delightful experience. Contrary to what ignorant religious people believe, that we are somehow trapped or controlled by or at the mercy of these bodies. And we must prove our virtuousness and prove our spirituality, prove our morality, whatever, or become ascetics. And reject the sensuality of physical life to somehow transcend physical life. That's just bullshit. If everyone actually knew how much they really want to be in a body, everyone would be having a shitload more fun, and we would all be getting laid a lot more often. Because we're all here for the joyful, delicious, sensual experience of being physical. But none of us came here to become action addicts. We'll try to prove our worthiness by how hard we're working and how much we're struggling and sacrificing. You have the free will to play that game if you like. It's your choice. But there's another game that is a shitload more fun that you don't have to physically kill yourself for because you're struggling to get all the stuff that you want. And that's the divine game of allowance, which is your natural state of being and your natural state of creation. Because imagine how much more you can create if you've got the entire universe trying to manipulate and control all of humanity. And all of the governmental systems and commercial systems and all of the elements and trying to control the entire universe to submit to your will, to make you happy. And instead, you just get happy. And then let the entire universe rearrange itself around you to match your happiness. It's your choice. Find easy alignment, which manifests as nonstop joy and love and well-being and infinite vitality and prosperity and fun and more fun and more fun. Or choice two, which is hard work, long hours, nonstop stress, zero energy, unhappiness, zero satisfaction, zero vitality, constant struggle, lack of prosperity, and then disease and death. It's your choice. Ease or hard work? Work hard to be happy, which ain't never gonna happen because you can't have a happy result from an unhappy journey. Or be happy so you don't have to work hard at anything. Fun, inspired, energizing action that is quantumly fruitful. Choice one. Or choice two. Mind-numbing, depressing, energy-draining, hard work that gets you nowhere. It's your choice. Choice one, prove your worth by how much you're struggling and how hard you're working. Or, behind door number two, let go of all that crap that they shoved down your throat, that you're a sinful wretch, and instead embrace ease and allowance and joy where you let God's source give you whatever you want just because you asked for it. No other reason. I know what my choice is. It's always ease. It's always allowance. It's always ease. It's always allowance. It's always fun. So remember, the proper, easy, efficient, effortless, fun steps of creation and the master key to know if you've got the steps in the right order is if you're having fun and every step is easy, and things just fall into place effortlessly and synchronicities just happen without even thinking about the details. And magic just happens every step of the way. Well, then you're totally on track and following the creation steps in the proper divine order. Which is step one, desire. That's easy because the contrast of unwanted things on law and planet Earth ensures continual desire for wanted things and improvement of the things that you already got. Step two, let the universe do its job of getting busy arranging all of the matching cooperative elements that match your desire, that are going to help you create that desire into physical reality. And step three, get into alignment with your desires and your source by allowing and surrendering and meditating and affirming your desires in your daily hour of power, where you align and prepave your vibration every day in the morning before you jump into your action-oriented day. Because you can't do enough action to make up for a lack of alignment. And you do your best then, after you've done your hour of power, after you've got into alignment, you then do your best to maintain that alignment by focusing on good feeling things all day long. Just think about and pay attention to the good, fun things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and pay no attention to the things that are not easy to like, love, and appreciate. Don't think about them, don't talk about them, don't write about them. Don't engage in conversations about them. Step four is taking inspired action. When you are in alignment and you are inspired to act from that alignment. And then, of course, it's fun action. It's energizing action. You could work a 12-hour day and still be inspired and full of energy and happy. And then step five is you don't give yourself a hard time when you fall into old patterns, proving your worthiness, or you fall into doubt, or you start running around like a chicken with your head cut off doing desperate action, or needing other people and external conditions to change so that you can be happy. And you don't give yourself a hard time if you fall into old patterns of lack and limited thinking, and you're paying attention to the lack of what you want rather than an abundance of what you want, and old patterns of focusing on unwanted things and believing that you and others can be powerless and helpless victims and at the mercy of external forces of control, etc., etc. You don't give yourself a hard time. You just go, just fell into those old patterns again. Silly me. Silly Billy. And you just get back into alignment. Instead, you just pay attention to your gas gauge. Pay attention to your energy and your alignment gauge when you feel like crap. The red warning light is blaring and telling you, danger, 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 Will Robinson. Running out of fuel. Vehicle out of alignment. Vehicle off track. Dead end ahead. It's time to make a legal U-turn and go in the correct direction. And instead of saying to yourself, fuck, I'm stupid, you instead congratulate yourself for your amazing sensitive ability to heed the signs and pay attention to your emotional guidance system that is saying, at the next intersection, make an easy, gentle, legal U-turn. Your guidance system isn't saying, you stupid fuckwit, you're heading to your impending doom. No, it's simply just saying, your course needs correction. If you would like to make it to your intended destination and reach Funtown anytime soon, then we recommend you start heading in a fun, joyful, fun-feeling, good feeling thought direction. So, if you get off track and it's obvious that you're off track because you feel like a pile of dog shit, well, just go, oops. Oops, silly me, I'm off track. Time to get back on track. No biggie. Time to make an easy, joyful, legal U-turn and get headed in a more good feeling direction. That's where your mastery of the tools of the trade come in. You have mastered getting into alignment in your daily practice. You've mastered distracting yourself from your old negative thoughts by focusing on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And mastering the various alignment techniques that are in my Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals series, where you've built up a foundation joy and abundance, and you don't even get off track. I don't ever get off track. I've built up such a foundation of joy and abundance that, you know, if I have a negative, doubtful oriented thoughts, I have it for about a microsecond, and then because I immediately know to, oop, bad feeling thought, warning lights flashing, get back into alignment. So I just start thinking good feeling thoughts, and I'm such a master at thinking good feeling thoughts that I just immediately start doing it. I don't go, fucking idiot, can't believe you started thinking bad feeling thoughts, because of course as soon as you start giving yourself a hard time about thinking bad feeling thoughts, well then you're going to start thinking more bad feeling thoughts and more bad feeling thoughts, and then you're feeling bad about yourself because you're giving yourself a hard time thinking about bad feeling thoughts. So just get back into alignment. When you get back into alignment, because you focus your attention on the squirrel or the puppy or the kitten or the child or the tree or the bird or the clouds and et cetera, because you've learned how to distract yourself from negative thinking, or distract yourself from negative conversations by distracting the conversation. Going, oh, look at that squirrel. Oh, look at that kitten. Oh, look at that tree. Well, congratulate yourself for being a master of alignment, a master of distraction, because someone who focuses their attention on squirrels, puppies, and kittens will be a million times more powerful of a creator than a million people running around killing themselves with desperate, futile, uninspired, unaligned action. Remember, you are a human being, not a human doing. Now, go have tons of fun doing tons of fun stuff with fun people, because that's why you're here on planet Earth. You're here to have fun. You're here to desire, have desires, and then turn those desires into joyful creations. Not to have those creations, although it's fun to have the creations. You're here for the joy of creating those creations into physical reality. And then going, hey, fucking legend. I created those things. But then, of course, you're going to desire more things and create more things. And you're going to just go on the next journey and the next journey and the next fun journey of creation. All right. So I hope you enjoyed my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master key of creation allowances your natural state of being, because it is your natural state of being is allowance, not fight and struggle and sacrifice and prove your worth. It's allowance, and you have the entire universe backing you up to create whatever you want in your life. If you did get something from this, share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you'll get notifications of my new videos. Come visit me at zakaran.com for tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, including becoming financially free. Yes, I can show you how to become financially free easily, without you having to do shit for it. You don't have to struggle for your money. You don't have to fight for your money. You don't have to work for your money. You can get your money working for you. Get your money working for you rather than you working for money. And then you can play forever rather than you having to work until the day you fucking die. My name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people, fun-oriented people, prosperity-oriented people, joy-oriented people create the happy, abundant, fun lifestyle that we all desire and all deserve. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and lots of fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!